Here's a little joke for you on a Sunday morning. Two guys walk into a movie studio. One of them is the silent film master of comedy, Buster Keaton. The other is the Nobel Prize-winning master of cerebral literature, Samuel Beckett. And they're going to make a movie together. Okay, it's not a joke. It really happened in 1964. Now there's a new movie telling the story of this unlikely collaboration. Howie Movshevitz of member station KUNC has more.
Ross Lippman was fascinated by the Beckett-Keaton collaboration, which was called simply film.
I love storytelling, and I love all the historical figures involved, and I love pursuing these strange little nooks and crannies of cultural history.
Film is certainly one of those crannies, but making a movie about the making of a movie posed a problem.
I've never quite trusted films about film.
That's Lippman at the beginning of his movie called Not Film.
Art shouldn't be about art. It should be about life. And speak to life. Or so I told myself, as if they were somehow distinguishable.
Lippman is a former archivist at UCLA who's worked on a bunch of restoration projects, from silent films to the movies of John Sayles and John Cassavetes. His research on the Beckett-Keaton project led him to reels of outtakes and a prologue that was eventually cut. Lippman found them under a sink in the apartment of Barney Rossett, the man who funded Beckett's film.
There were lots of outtakes of the camera panning across this abandoned room, this decrepit, decaying space. And they were so evocative. I was just, hey, I've got all this wonderful material that obviously speaks to me from a historical and intellectual standpoint. But underneath, it got to me at this emotional level. And that was the thing that pushed me to the next level, I think.
Lippman's Not Film grew into a movie essay on the meaning of images, on how we see ourselves on screen and how others see us.
The film by Beckett is about someone who is afraid of being looked at. And Beckett uses the camera as a metaphor for that. And Keaton was one of those people who did have this aversion to the limelight. In his private life, he didn't really like to be invaded in that way. So at a physical level, he understood this aversion to being observed that Beckett was using as the subject of his film.
But Buster Keaton was not Beckett's first choice.
Beckett had written it for Jack McGowan, and McGowan couldn't do it, so I suggested Buster.
Actor James Caron has starred on Broadway, TV, and movies, including The Return of the Living Dead. He was a close friend of Keaton's, but he had to convince him to do the Beckett project. Caron, who's also in film, says once Keaton got on set, the then 67-year-old silent film star thought neither Beckett nor acclaimed theater director Alan Schneider knew what they were doing.
They were terrific in the theater, but they knew nothing about making a movie. They would ask for things which no actor could do. I remember Beckett one time said to Buster, Mr. Keaton, could you hold that blink three more frames? Buster looked at me and said, sure. I just said, take my word for it. These are respectable people. And he said, well, I know Beckett has done a lot of work. He said, but do people really like it?
According to Not Film, Beckett himself thought his first and last foray onto the big screen was a failure. Film historian Bruce Caywin says the playwright was wrong. Caywin calls film a simple story, well done, about someone who doesn't want to be seen.
You know, sometimes you have to think about what the great modern experiments were like and how many of them are actually entertaining. Like, you know, Ulysses is really great if you like it. And if you don't, it's just too long, about too little, you know? And Beckett is cleaner and faster and simpler. We're talking about simplicity, genius, and clarity, which is something that Beckett had and Keaton had. You know, like Keaton's the real thing. Like Beckett's the real thing. These are amazing artists. Just amazing artists.
Caywin can't understand why they didn't have a great time making a movie that he thinks is funny.
I think you can really mess it up by being too intellectual about it. And that may have been Beckett's mistake, and it may have been Schneider's mistake. They may have just not understood that they were dealing with an absolute genius, Keaton. And Keaton may not have understood how brilliant and funny Beckett was.
For filmmaker Ross Lippman, Beckett's film is far more than just a movie. Researching it and making his own film out of it
became a personal goodbye to what had been a large portion of my life, very long and fascinating career working in film preservation, but also hello to something new. And this also coincides with the transitional moment in film history where we're moving away from the idea of an artist working with their hands as a craft to digital material, which is always filled with some remorse, but also, I think, some hope for something new.
Much like two men more than 50 years ago, who perhaps didn't really understand each other, venturing into unknown territory. For NPR News, I'm Howie Mofsovitz.